Hey guys, my name is Marky.
This is Beck.
And this is our podcast, Going Dutch. Same girls, just a different tune. Let's go.
Baby, we big.
We here. We're doing it.
We big, baby.
It's Sunday, September 27th, 2020, 12:58 in the afternoon.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
It is good morning.
It probably is still good morning for you.
It's good morning. Hi, this is Becca. I know I probably sound like a grown man, but that's because I just woke up. I woke up at 10:30.
Yeah.
Hit snooze once. And then before the snooze alarm went off.
Yes.
I laid there like with anxiety in my chest going, no, you need to go ahead and get up. You need to text Marky and be like, what up? Let's do this.
It was 10:37. When you texted me and said, I'm up.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Because we had decided last night, yesterday, to record this morning.
But
what had happened was me and Anita got scandalous and went gambling in Shreveport, Louisiana last night, in which case I got in the bed at 5 a.m.
Good grief.
Yeah. Got in the bed at 5 a.m. and probably fell asleep around 6.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I sleepy.
Oof.
Yeah. So it's morning for me.
Struggling.
You know.
Yeah.
It's morning.
I woke up at like 7:50 something. Just woke.
I don't understand people like you. I really don't.
I wish I could have slept longer.
Yeah?
Yeah. But no, my body, it gets to the 7 o'clock hour and my body's like, yo, what are you doing? It's bright outside. I close all of my blinds. My room is dark. My room is dark and I use a sleep mask. Like lately.
What?
Lately I've been using like this weighted. It's weird. It's super heavy, but it like presses on like certain points on your face.
A heavy sleep mask.
Yeah, it's weird. But it works. Like I put it on and lay my head back and I don't remember anything else.
Really?
I'm done, son. Done.
Really?
Yeah.
I must get one of these. Not that I need help going to sleep, but it sounds amazing.
It's nice. It's weird to get used to because I really don't like anything pressing on my eyeball.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
I can see.
But it's nice. You get used. I've gotten used to it and now I really appreciate it. It does not keep me from waking up when the sun fucking rises.
I was about to say, so even with all of that armor, that sleep armor, you still wake up like an old woman.
Yep. Yep. Yes.
In all the ways, actually. That.
Freaking creaking out of bed. And
grabbing your back.
Oh, God. I gotta pee.
I gotta pee or do I? Yeah. Did I wet the bed?
I'm like, I'm hunched over trying to get to the bathroom before I piss myself.
So. Oh. Yeah, my body is not. Nope. My body probably yos. it's like, yo, wake up probably between 9:30 and 10.
That sounds lovely.
If I, like,
lovely.
You know, don't set an alarm or have anything to do,
yeah.
I could easily sleep.
Yeah.
Easily.
I will say, I like that I wake up early. I like that I have the morning hours.
Yeah.
I appreciate the bright sun at the beginning of the day.
And makes sense. I always, like, if I always regret waking up late.
Yeah.
You know, So I have to set an alarm to get up, but my brain just like stays asleep. I don't understand. I don't understand. You want to know what I have been doing?
What?
I've been getting up at 5:45 in the mornings, and I'm at work by 7:45, 7:50 all week last week.
I was wondering why I hadn't seen your car in the parking lot.
That's because I got my shit together.
Well, shit.
Yeah. I'm a whole grown ass professional woman.
Yeah, usually I get Fender out the door like 10 till 8 is right around the 8 o'clock. And I usually open my door expecting to still see your car there.
And it's gone.
Because, you know.
Yeah, well.
You haven't always been a grown-ass professional woman.
I have not always.
I have not always.
But, yeah, I have not seen your car lately. Yeah. I've been surprised many a mornings going, ha, she was on time today.
I've been doing it. My boss was like, your old boss was like, boss, that's her name. Boss. We call her boss. Boss was like, Becca, it's you're early. And I'm like, oh, no. I am on time.
Yeah.
Boss.
Yeah.
I am on time. And I said, you watch. It'll be the rest of the week. I'm on time.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained to her that I used to never be late to anything. And like being late to work would have never been acceptable.
It's not a you thing.
No, it's so unlike me.
Yeah.
But then like life has just taking a toll where I was starting to like that wasn't a priority, and it would be like getting close to 8 o'clock and I'd still be getting dressed going, you know, I'm not gonna be too late. What's 10 minutes?
Yeah.
When that used to would like send me over.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be freaking out. So I'm back. I'm gotta get my life together. Yeah. You can't be late. Work starts at 8. You can't
work.
You gotta be there. You need to be there 5 minutes early at least.
Yeah.
You know,
If you're early, you're on time, and if you're on time, you're late.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if you're late, you're dead.
Here's to getting our shit together.
Yeah, I am there with you. I've had a really strange shift in my mindset lately that being a professional creative is difficult.
It has to be really hard.
It's really, really difficult. And it's also difficult when you work with really like good, fun people and friends. And so you're trying to work as a creative, and you're also surrounded by a social environment.
Yes.
And there's no time clocks to use, and there's no deadline. I mean, we have deadlines to meet, but
only because you set them like for yourself.
Yes, because I
don't have anyone
them.
Micromanaging.
Yes. So it's so difficult, and I'm not really that kind of person. I am very much a procrastinator, like real bad.
Yeah.
I'm very much a procrastinator. You know that all too well. And so it's really probably not the best profession for me to choose. And I've managed to do it really well. But I've done it with stress. And it's stress that I love and I choose because I'm enjoying it. But regardless, stress regardless.
It's still like you have to constantly keep yourself lassoed.
Yes.
And in line.
Yes. And so the past few, maybe this past week, we had a really cool discussion at Black Spot where the owner, Ben, was talking to us about what motivates us. Like, what is it that's driving you? What has you reaching your hand out and trying and going for it, right? And it's different for everybody. And for him, it was he had an epiphany where one day he was like, this is it. And it's cash money. It is the dollar.
I was just about to say, for me, it's money.
Yeah. And that's very obviously him. And he was like, but I can look at you and that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what it is. So I need you to think about that, right? And so he presented this to everybody. But I was thinking about myself and having a really hard time. I was like, well, for me, it's money, like stability. I want to know that I have everything I need for me and my kid. I was like, that's obvious. But it didn't even like me thinking that and trying to say it out loud, it didn't feel true. And then I started thinking about my week and the moments I had during the week that made me go, yes. Oh my God, yes. I love this. Yes. And every time that happened, it was because we had bodies in the shop. It was me hearing client and two guests that she brought with her at the counter laughing and talking about this consultation. And then And I'm going, ah, oh, that sounds perfect. I love that sound.
Huh.
Amanda stopped by and she was in the office, and because she stopped by for me to get a heel photo of her tattoo. And so she's in the office talking with Katie and they're laughing about some story. And then there's clients at the counter, and then every chair was full. And I just had like, yes, this is what I love. I love being surrounded by people. I love the camaraderie. I love the culture. I love the social. Xander is hilarious. And he says, well, it's flesh. Flesh is what you like. And I'm like, yay, let's make it weird and spooky. Yes. Let's do that. Flesh. I'm motivated by flesh. That's not creepy at all. But it's very true for me. And then, you know, so we're telling each client, like, we can't allow guests right now. I'm so sorry. And how much of a bummer it is. And then, like, now I've been there long enough where I have regular clients who at one point in time were coming in with their crew, their squad. And it was such a thing. We've created, like, very social culture there.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of that's nipped. And so now my client's coming in and it's just the client. And so we're sitting there and I'm asking about so-and-so and so-and-so that used to always come with her. And she's like, oh, yeah, they're good, this and that, and catching me up. And I'm just like, oof, this sucks.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. But that would be my motivator.
Yeah.
And so it was really cool. But it had me going, like, there are reasons why I love this so much. And there are reasons why I care. And there are reasons why I want to lose weight. And there are reasons why I want to keep my house clean. And there are reasons why. And to not let the chaos of a daily life distract me or feel like I need to escape or whatever,
mm-hmm.
to try to keep a focus on what's really important and why we're doing what we're doing, what motivates the actions that we're taking. I don't know. It's really just changed a lot about the way that I've seen myself and seen the work that I'm doing. But it's been cool. It's been really refreshing.
That I was about to say, that's refreshing even for me. I'm going to be thinking on that.
Yeah,
because I so quickly said money, but then I'm like, I don't know that's true.
Because everything's driven by money.
Sure.
And for some people, that may be a true motivator. I think for Ben, it's very true.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's only true because it has to be.
Right.
Like we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your three options.
Uh-huh.
We'll go over this.
It was.
It's funny. It's funny.
Was it funny?
Yes.
Was it funny?
Go over it. You have to now because I've already brought it up.
Well, what are my three options?
The job, jail, or homeless.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, and I love my job, boss. I love my job.
You were going to give a disclaimer.
I love my job. Life.
Yeah.
Life.
Yes.
And being in a funk.
Yeah.
And all of that. So I love my job.
Oh my God.
I love what I do. There is just you. I have three options. Sometimes I get in a funk and I life is good and I'm all about the experience, but I get in a funk where I'm like, I literally have three options.
I think we all have these days where we would rather just throw our hands up in the air and just walk in a different direction.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And you can either live or survive.
Yeah.
And sometimes I take the survival route. Just because it's better than jail,
yeah,
or being homeless,
yeah.
Like I have to make money, I have to pay my bills.
Yeah, I have to do these bills. Things.
I have to pay my bills. I have to be able to eat.
Yeah,
and all of those things because well, homeless would not work for me. I would not look good homeless.
Yeah.
I can't. My hair would do terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I like food too much and I need to be able to buy food whenever I want food.
Yeah.
And then jail.
Yeah. You wouldn't survive.
I wouldn't survive in jail for not 2 seconds. What? I wouldn't survive.
Oh yeah.
And so you choice life.
Yeah.
I choose life.
I choose life.
Sorry. Earlier I like totally went blank.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, what
are my three options? I have three options.
Are there three?
So
please help me. What are they?
Are there three? Are there more options than this?
Option two and three. So
yeah, dude. No, yeah. I want to think on that.
Yeah.
It really has helped me adjust and I wouldn't say that I'm working better. I mean, I am working better, but it's at least allowed me to think about what doesn't work for me.
Which is most times without us realizing it, what we actually need to identify.
Yeah, that's the answer you actually need.
I am
what doesn't
a strong
work
believer now, as I've experienced, I feel like I've experienced 10 years of life in the last, 2 years, but I believe that what is meant for you, it will find you.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
What you're seeking is also seeking you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your job is to discover what doesn't work, what your boundaries are, what you don't do or accept, what you can't do or accept. And the rest, that what's meant for you is going to find you.
Yeah.
As long as your job is to figure out what doesn't work.
What are your no's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The roads to not go down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm telling
you. That's good shit.
Like as shitty as life can be, life is actually so good. And if you can dig past all the bullshit and like for instance, I told my friend Timothy the other day, as shitty as times have been lately, instead of sitting in that and like going, I'm this and I'm that and I feel this and I feel that, I have like started to, first of all, I'm a Christian, so my number one post to lean on, you know, is God, and I pray. But let's set that aside, because that's inevitable, and for me that's an unspoken first.
Yeah.
So as far as like tangible things, what we can do, what we can grab, what we can research and see and touch, I've been reading books, and I've been, like I mentioned, David Goggins on our last episode.
Yes.
I've been diving into his attitude where he's just like, fuck it, fuck them, fuck you, fuck everyone.
Yeah.
I'm not weird. I'm just not you.
Yes.
Is one of his biggest things. Like, I'm not a robot. I'm not anything. You don't know who the fuck I am. I'm just not you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn.
That's good.
I've been reading a book called Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty. It's amazing. I'm in the first 4 chapters of that book, and the perspective that I've found already, I highly recommend it. I downloaded the audiobook and I listen to it while I get dressed in the morning. And instead of listening, even though I love Lil Wayne and Young Dolph, I love them very much. But instead of filling my mind with that on the way to work in the mornings, I just keep listening to my book, Think Like a Monk. I highly recommend it. It's amazing. I'm also reading a book. I'm actually reading a book.
Okay.
Called Reflections of a Man. I don't know who it's by. But it has helped me, because I'm a human. I have go through relationships and emotional situations. And this book has helped me to feel validated on things that other people have made me feel like crazy for. But also, it's helped me put some of my irrational emotions into perspective. Like, it's kind of checked me a little bit in the areas where I needed to be checked, but then in areas where I'm like, I know I'm not crazy, it's validated me. So I'm instead of sitting in your situations, do something about it. And if you start to gain that different perspective, it actually becomes very interesting, where you're learning and you're experiencing things. And what better thing to learn about than yourself?
Yes. I would call this enlightenment.
I pictured Buddha just now.
I know, which is something that a lot of people think of when they think of the word enlighten, but
yes,
it's a real thing. And it's, I feel like there's such a stigma around the word,
there is,
it's so associated with Buddhism,
yes,
that people think that it can't be achieved, or that you would have to be a monk, or you would have to live in India or something to establish that. And that's not true.
Allow me to enlighten you even more.
Okay.
I'm about to shock the shit. You're about to shit your pants.
Can't wait.
Buddhism, Marky, is not a religion.
Oh, fuck off.
It's a philosophy.
Yeah, I know.
And I 1,000% see that now.
Where did you first hear that?
From you. From you.
Let me tell you guys.
And you're being, you're so right. There's nothing. Now, if someone, as a Christian, because I'm about to shock the shit out of you guys too. As a Christian, no, you don't. You picture, first of all, you picture the little fat, chunky Asian yes. dude. That's not Buddha.
Uh-huh.
That's also something you taught me.
I'm so glad you're giving these lessons.
But it's also research that I've done. So, yes, as a Christian, Buddhism, you like swear it off at first, and I get it, because you don't want to worship an idol, the mm-hmm. little fat dude that you picture. Yeah, you don't want that like statue in your house where you like get on your knees and, you know, bow down to it. Of course not, because he's not a god and he's not our god. But if you would open your mind a little bit,
yeah,
Buddhism is a philosophy. It only teaches good things. It actually helps to teach perspective, mm-hmm. how to treat people, how to treat yourself, mm-hmm. how to allow yourself some room for error to grow, mm-hmm. and it actually discourages room for error to become mean or hard. I mean, it encourages growth and peace, which goes along with the beliefs of Christianity, the way Jesus would have taught. No, it's not the same thing. But as long as you're, you know, in open, I mean, I used to think Buddhism was like a different, like it had its own Bible.
Right.
You know, it doesn't. It doesn't. And it's actually a good thing. Like, no, I don't, like you said, I don't want to shave my head mm-hmm. and go to India and be a monk like Jay Shetty. But if you're not open to the things that he's learned
mm-hmm.
by being a monk, and you don't want to, who wouldn't want to think like a monk? You don't have to be a monk, but you should definitely want to think like one.
Yeah.
They are very much in tune with themselves. They care about other people. And they're all about the present, which is all we're promised.
Right.
We're not promised tomorrow.
Yeah.
So Buddhism, Marky. And he's not Buddhist. He doesn't teach that in his book. It has nothing to do with religion or anything. I actually think he might be Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I know he believes in God.
Mm-hmm.
But it Buddhism, Marky, is not a religion. Mm-hmm. It's a philosophy.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I'm so very proud in this moment.
Thank you.
2 years later, 3 years later, I'm very, very proud.
You know, so.
I'm impressed. Good job.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you back 2 or 3 years started. And so we worked for the same company, but I was in a different area of the building or the department. And then I got the job working right next to Beck. And so I'm packing up all my shit from my old desk and I'm moving it over. I'm putting this stuff up, and I have this I have a little statue head of Buddha, the real Buddha, Siddhartha. And so I go to put it up on my shelf, and she's like, what's that? I'm like, well, that's Buddha. No, it's not. And I think you thought I was pulling your leg.
I did.
Like yanking your chain.
I thought you were being smart with me because you knew I was a Christian.
It's Buddha. Ooh.
So, yeah, that's cool to hear you talk about that.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
You did. I saw that head. It's literally just a head. It's a glass head.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's. That's interesting. Oh God,
what? Oh God.
So she pulls that out, sets it up, and then there. And then you had
something else.
What we non-Buddhists people, you had the fake Buddha, or whoever he is, the fat-bellied guy sitting, the little green, the green glass,
green. Yes, but he's not the fat-bellied one. He's the realistic. He's actually realistic.
But he's fat.
No,
he's
not.
Is he not fat?
Mm-mm.
I'm picturing him fat.
And well, of course you are.
Anyway, so Marky pulls out all these damn Buddha statues. And I'm like.
Two. Literally just
all
two.
Of them. And the rubber band.
Oh, no. There's
three. There's one cubicle, guys. That's a lot of Buddhas for one cube. So I totally was like, oh, I'm going to pray for her.
No, my God. I bet that's true. This lesbian coming back here with all this Buddha shit.
Buddha loving. What have we done? Mark, you tried to explain to me one day. Well, you told me a story how you'd been to a Buddhist temple in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And I was fascinated, but in a judgmental way.
Yes.
You know, I didn't want to learn anything you had to tell me about it. Yeah. It was very much more judgmental, even though I loved you still. It was like, wrong path, wrong path.
Bad choices.
But no, she tried to explain to me one day that it's not a religion, it's a philosophy. And I was like, okay, you know how you have those non-believers always trying to lead you astray. So I blocked that out. But I have come to realize that, yes, it's very much a philosophy. It's a philosophy. I mean, it teaches nothing but good things.
Yeah, it really does.
It really does.
I mean, studying it.
As a Christian, I do have to say, like, yes, you should be wary of what you're researching and what you're learning and what you're bringing into your life as a Christian, but also as a human being, we should always be careful as to what we're letting. Like, I say that, and then I jammed a Young Dolph and,
you know,
and Lil Wayne. And
there's always something to learn. There's always knowledge to be had. It's whether or not you let that influence your life and the way you live.
Mm-hmm.
But to know, knowledge is power, right? To know.
Absolutely.
I don't feel like it's ever a bad thing.
No. I have a total different perspective. I still get sad. I still get stressed. I still feel like despair sometimes. Mm-hmm. But what has made a total difference for me is I'm doing something about it. I'm learning about myself through all the emotions that I feel.
Yeah.
And I feel more like I'm living in the present. I'm doing something about it. It's kind of like sitting around going, ugh, I'm fat. I really want to lose weight. I'm so miserable that I'm so big.
Mm-hmm.
Well
then
make something about it.
Yeah.
Do something about it.
Yes.
And even when you're like on your weight loss journey and you're killing it at the gym every day and you're not seeing a difference in the mirror every time you look in it,
mm-hmm.
you have to admit that you still feel differently about your weight when you know you're working out.
Right.
You're not near as you don't feel near as defeated. You're still in the mirror and you're still fat. Yet there's hope. Because you know you're doing something about it.
I'm trying.
One day you're going to be in a different place. Whereas if you weren't, you're just fat and you're sad about it. And that's where it ends. Good for you.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. You're a loser.
Get off the couch. Take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Open the book. Take care of yourself.
Yes.
Let's do this.
Try. Just try.
Just try.
We had a discussion recently about... You're never going to be all the things.
No.
You're never going to have it all or do it all. Now, over the course of your life, you will have. But it just may not be all at the same time.
Right.
What's important is that even if you're failing, even if you're not good enough or you're not reaching the goal that you want or you're not doing this or you can't do that, if you're trying, at least you're fucking trying.
At least, do you know how far ahead you are?
At least you're trying.
Of everyone else that's not trying?
Right. Yeah.
Brother, sister.
God.
Come on. Kudos.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Yes. And that shifts your entire mindset for all the obvious reasons. But in everything you just said, it's you start to look at yourself differently, or you start to look at your failures not because you're a failure, but because you just need to try harder. Or just because that's just how life goes, but at least you're trying to do something about it.
Absolutely.
I struggle as a single mom. I don't have enough time for all the things. My dishes only just got done today, but the last 3 days they were piled high with dishes. But I will never admit that I'm not trying. It will never be a thing that comes out of my mouth. Well, I'm not trying.
Exactly.
I am always trying.
Exactly.
And that's good enough for me.
It's good enough for, it should be good enough for anyone.
Yeah.
Should be good enough for anyone.
So,
absolutely.
If we're on the self-improvement discussion here, Ben and I were talking the other day,
Ben is he is a jack of all trades and does so many things as far as business is concerned. He has his foot in so many different doors, and he's a hustler. That's just who he is. And for the past little while, that's all he's been doing. That's all he has been, is a hustler. And so, and while that's admirable and it's very important to like put as much of yourself into your work as you can, it's also kind of, it can be detrimental. And so he's kind of been thinking about that and adjusting his lifestyle to allow himself to appreciate his hobbies once again. So he's gotten back into this hobby. He really enjoys baseball cards and like the trade of it all and the research and getting involved in that. So he's been giving himself some time to enjoy that hobby. And then he was saying, but I give myself 45 minutes or an hour to do this hobby, and I enjoy it, and I get to indulge in that. And then when that time is done, I'm ready to work. I'm ready to get back to it.
Huh.
And then he's not feeling as burnt out by the end of the day or the end of the week or the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because he spent every minute he possibly could working. He is also giving himself time to enjoy some things too.
That makes total sense.
So I've been thinking about that. Like, I'm doing everything I can. If it's not a time period where I'm being a single mom, it's a time period where I'm hustling for a client,
mm-hmm.
or working on a design.
Uh-huh.
And then it's a time period where I'm taking out the dog and getting a shower and meal prepping and doing all the other things that we don't think about how much time they take.
Exactly.
You know? And once upon a time, I was setting my alarm and waking up early,
mm-hmm.
and spending time at the altar reading tarot cards, mm-hmm. or writing in my journal or reading a book. I was in a morning routine, drinking lemon water and having my mud water and like doing all these things and really investing in myself. And that felt a lot healthier, even though it took adjustment for the amount of sleep that I had to get or the however late I was staying up the night before. And it was a major adjustment, but it made my day feel so much lighter. I was so much more fulfilled, still hustling just as hard. But at least there was some small portion of it,
yes.
where it was just, I got to do this and it was just for me.
It was for you.
It was just for me.
Which makes total sense.
Yeah.
Because if you don't take time to do things like that, which I've realized what with the way I'm dealing with my stuff, like reading and diving into different things, if you don't take time to do stuff like that, what are you hustling for?
Right.
What are you doing it for?
What's the purpose then?
If at some point you drown yourself in what you do,
mm-hmm.
to the point that that's how you identify,
mm-hmm.
then what's it for? You forget all the things that feed your soul, that do good for you mentally or physically.
Yeah.
I mean, you. What's the point? That's not life. That's just, your life has turned into a straight hustle. And why?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm all about
that. What's the end
game? We should all be doing that.
Mm-hmm. This another interesting thought. I heard someone talk this morning. I was listening to a podcast, and I heard someone mention that, you know, if someone asks you about yourself, like, tell me about yourself, who are you? And the first thing that I would think of would be, I'm a single mom.
Uh-huh.
I'm a tattoo artist. I'm a studio manager. I have a podcast. Right? These are the things that, mm-hmm. just shooting the shit right off the top of my head. She goes on to say, yeah, but all those things can be taken away.
Dude.
None of those things are permanent. Every single one of those things, God forbid.
God forbid.
Could disappear.
Yes.
Today. Yesterday. So then who are you? It's not any of those things.
Oh, gosh.
Those things aren't real. Now they are, obviously.
Yes.
But they're not. They're not reality. Permanent. That's not who you are. That's who you are to someone else. So who are you? I was just like, whoa. Okay.
Wow.
And now I've heard that before. Like, no, that's your title. That's not who you are. But I never really thought about it until this morning. And I was like, yeah. God forbid if something happened to Frankie, I'm not a single mom anymore. If every tattoo shop in the country, if tattooing becomes illegal,
it's banned.
Well, I'm no longer a tattoo artist. I wouldn't be a studio manager. That's what I manage. If every piece of our equipment crashed and burned and there was no more electronics being produced over the United States because there was some kind of tax on it or whatever, well, I'd no longer have a podcast. That's not who I am. Those are just things I do. That's who I am to somebody else.
Wow.
That's deep shit.
What podcast was this?
I don't know. I found her on TikTok and she was talking about her podcast.
Okay.
But I didn't dig into it to see what she had.
Yeah. I'm interested.
It's TikTok. I'll send you the TikTok video though. It was pretty cool.
Oh man.
It definitely made me go like,
yeah, think about that.
That's interesting.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. But there's a point in time. I mean, I love the hustle and the work that I do. It does take a lot of time and a lot out of me and a lot of focus and et cetera, et cetera. I enjoy it, which makes it worth it. But it's not worth it to spend every possible minute I have on it.
Because then
I'm nothing else.
Yes, where you can't say who you are because you strictly identify as your hustle.
There's only one thing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a whole new level of self-care. I mean, it's one thing like to make sure that you're giving yourself like a nice bubble bath at the end of every week or whatever. Sure.
Get your toes done.
You know,
do like reading good that skin magazine care.
That's been sitting on your bedside table for a while. Sure. But like to actually care about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
To learn about yourself, to understand yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because this shit's deeper than anything that we can fathom. Those are things that we don't think about because it's just natural to like get your shoes on in the morning and walk out the door and go make some money.
Exactly.
That's what we've been trained to do. That's what you have to do. You have to have a job or you're going to be in jail or homeless.
You know, and those aren't going to work. Those are not going to work.
Those aren't options that are okay.
Absolutely not.
All of that's automatic. It takes effort, study, research to figure out you. Who are you?
Yeah, if everything else is taken away and you only have you to lean on and you don't know who you are or what you're capable of or what truly makes you you, what are you leaning on? You nothing.
Yeah.
It's so important.
It's important. It also helps with it also helps with like the loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
So, and obviously like if you're in the most perfect marriage, which you're not.
No, sorry.
No one is, but it's adorable. The perfect marriage and you're so happy and in love and you've got everything going on and that's great. And that's fantastic. And then to the other 78% of the population where you're suffering with loneliness,
mm-hmm.
like severe loneliness and you're a sad sack of shit. Welcome to the club.
Welcome.
I'm like the vice president.
Yeah.
maybe the treasurer. I don't know. I never really understood that role. But anyway, it helps with that too. It helps me to go throughout my day and not carry that around.
Exactly.
I am lonely and I do. It is something there is a part of me, a part of my soul that does yearn to come home to someone and to do life with someone. I want someone in my corner on a daily basis. I do want that. And so, yes, I am lonely and it makes me sad, but I don't carry it around because it's not who I am. I don't carry that around every single day. It doesn't make me miserable in the middle of my work day. I'm not saying I'm not sad. I am. But I'm not miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not allowing that to float onto someone else because I know I'm learning who I am. I'm getting to know myself better. I know that I'm okay. I know that tomorrow it'll be different. I know that tomorrow the sun's going to come out and I'll feel a little bit lighter. I know that tomorrow I'm going to find out that the Texans won this fucking game.
Ooh.
And that's going to be different.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a different day.
Huh.
And hopefully tomorrow I'll know a little bit more about myself than what I did now.
It's preach it.
Y'all
better listen up. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you went gambling over the weekend.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sitting here going, speaking of hustle.
Right.
Speaking of hustle.
I made no money.
I made zero money. I actually, going to being lonely, Anita and I had this conversation last night in the truck because I was telling her how shitty the dating world is. Because yeah. she's happily married. Like, her and Beau, just, like, they love each other and life is good. Yep. And I was telling her how weird the dating world is. And I was like, I don't date. And people, I went to the beach over the weekend and made this comment to this guy I met. Mm-hmm. Super nice guy. Mm-hmm. Handsome. Attractive.
Yeah.
I don't date. And he laughed at me. He was like, and then when I didn't laugh, he was like, oh. And I was like, yeah, I don't. It's, I'm sure you're great. Perfectly great. I don't date.
Yeah.
I've had people on Facebook go, I just asked you to dinner. I'm not asking you to be my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Nor am I proposing. I just asked you to dinner. Yes. And thank you. Uh-huh. And I appreciate it. But dinner would be a date.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't date. And by the word date, I mean call people my boyfriend or go on to the dates. They don't do it. And I can do it. And they think that's weird of me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't date because I am not in a place where I want to set myself up for the possibility of disappointment. And that is not out of fear. It's out of self-discipline because I'm on a road, a path, if you will, of learning things about myself.
Yeah.
And learning different and new perspectives. And I just don't want that distraction. You know, and I was telling Anita, I have lonely moments. I was born to be a wife. One day I will be a wife. I'm supposed to be a wife. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to love and take care of someone. But I'm not, but that'll come. What's meant for me will happen for me.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm figuring out what doesn't work.
Yep.
And how to get over the humps and bumps in the roads. So I do feel lonely and I feel it and it makes me sad. But overall, I am not lonely.
Yeah,
I'm not a lonely person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm okay. I'm good. I like my company. And then that's when I asked her, would it be okay to pray to God that we win money at the casino? And she was like, no, we don't pray things like that. We are actually hoping that God's like not watching us right now. He's watching other people. He's watching other people.
Oh, my.
So we went gambling.
Yeah.
And
you can't stand it.
I can't stand to gamble. I had such a good time, yeah. but also had so much anxiety. Mm-hmm. So much anxiety. I lost $120 and this bitch gave me $120 when we got back to the truck.
Oh, really?
So I didn't actually lose any money.
Yeah.
She's an angel. She forced it upon me.
Yeah.
And gave me $120. And I was like, I cannot take this because I came knowing I was going to lose money. Like, first of all, I've never won anything in my life. Yeah. So I was well aware that I was going to shove money into a machine and it wasn't going to give me anything back. And that my time of fun was going to be over quite quickly. But she was like, you either take it or I'll mail it to you. Like,
oh my God.
I'm going to get it to you somehow.
I believe that.
She, two nights ago, won $2,000.
Stop.
She wins all the time. Now, last night she didn't. I think she told me this morning that she lost a total of $800 of her winnings, you know. Because she went Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah.
But I planned on going and hustling. And I was like, this could be my big break. I could pay off a credit card tonight.
That sounds amazing.
This could work. And then I quickly realized that gambling wasn't my thing. So whenever I'm at the machine cashing out my $89.52 left out of my $200, I was like, you know, I don't think this is going to work for me, so I'm going to start My OnlyFans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And she was like, what's in My OnlyFans? And I was like, I'm about to really disappoint you because I know you love me so much. But a My OnlyFans page is It's basically porn, and it can be as soft or hard as you want it to be. And she was like, what? And I was like, listen, you can start your own porn page where you upload videos and pictures of yourself.
Of your choice.
Your choice. That's you choose.
You want that to look.
And yep. People subscribe.
Yeah.
To view those images.
I've thought about it. Oh! I've been thinking about it for
if
weeks.
If you guys think that I didn't go to myonlyfans.com and set up an account, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to put my feet in cream cheese. Yeah. And get paid for it. I told her last night, I was like, no one will ever know. It'll be from the knee down. Yeah. And there are some weirdos out there that are going to pay to watch me put my feet in stuff.
Yep.
And she's looking at me like, I can't tell if you're fucking kidding or not.
Yep.
And I'm like, you'll never know.
You will never.
Anita, you'll never know.
Yeah.
So just rest easy.
Knowing
just
that.
Tell yourself, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
If that makes you sleep better at night.
Right.
And I currently, too, because we're transparent here on this podcast, I'm not right now. But I'm about to pay off some bills, dude.
I mean, I have some debt. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm paying for a divorce. It's very expensive. Lawyers are rude. They're rude.
They're terrible.
And I have credit
cards.
They want
much too much money.
Student loans. You don't want to marry me. I come with a lot of debt.
You know, that's baggage.
That's real baggage.
But look at us. We're going to do something about it.
I'm going to do something about it. I'm trying.
We're going to do something. Here's what, this is what like pushed me over the edge. Yeah. I don't really have an account, but I did go to the website because I'm like, how does this even work? And this is what prompted it. So I had this really nice person contact me on Facebook and we messaged each other back and forth for about a week. He's very nice. And always so kind and appropriate, and never in any way did he lead me into thinking that he was scandalous in any way until about 2 weeks later. I see on his Facebook he posted his My OnlyFans page that he created for $19.99 a month, and you can't see the page, but you can see like how many downloads or how many images are available. And I think he had like 5 images and 1 video. And it literally just says that. 5 images, 1 video.
Uh-huh.
I mean, obviously you can't see anything. You have to pay $19.99 first, which fuck you. I am not going to give you $20 a month to stare at dick pics that I literally get. I don't even have to ask. Guys, y'all are so weird. You just send pictures of your penis for no reason. So why am I going to pay somebody I don't know $19.99 for his dick pic when I can get 6 others for free that I still don't know what to do with? Anyway, And then it shows like a cover photo, like almost like on Facebook, your cover photo.
Mm-hmm.
It's like at the top of the page and you can tell, or, you know, the top of the little ad, and he's in the shower. It's neck down and it shows from like his collarbone and his shoulders down to right above his penis.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, ew, you were such a nice guy. You know, like he was interested and we were talking and it was, you know, and then I see your advertisement for $19.99 a month. Anyone can see your pictures that we women all make fun of.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want a picture of your penis. But in the comments, some girls were giving him a hard time and he was like, bitch, fuck you. I have 6 subscribers already.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
So then I was like, ew. And then I thought, huh? Interesting. No, I don't want to get to know you. I don't want you to be the father of my children and we'll never get married. But if you can make money, oh, maybe so can I. So then I was like, huh, I have a credit card. I could use paying off.
Yeah.
What weird things can I get into and charge $19.99 a month?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Does someone want to watch me mow the yard?
I'm saying.
There is someone out there.
Yes.
That's like, I'll give you $20 to watch you mow the yard. You know?
There is someone out there for sure.
A clown suit. You know? Maybe with the butt cheeks cut out. Because what are butt cheeks? You know, or let's make it even weirder and do like the knees.
Oh,
the
yeah.
knees are cut out. Somebody has to have a knee fetish.
Oh my.
You know. Well, I'm telling you, we could get into it. I know we've talked about foot pictures before.
Yes, we have.
So
yeah.
let's figure this thing out.
Yeah.
Knees and elbows.
Knees and elbows.
Let's okay. do that.
Yeah.
Tell me somebody wouldn't pay a dollar to see that. And then how many people, you know, a dollar times so many weirdos.
Right.
We could probably easily pay off her credit card.
Surely.
I know we're going to get an email that's like, if we don't get a video of you guys mowing yards in clown suits, we're going to be really disappointed. So we go from you talking about self-care and growth to me talking about mowing yards in clown suits for money.
On OnlyFans. Yeah.
On an OnlyFans.
Yep.
So
hey.
There's that.
Yeah. That's good.
Talk about hustle.
You got to hustle in some kind of way.
Everyone has a hustle.
Yeah.
And you can't judge the hustle of people. I would like for everyone to know that Marky, as
muted.
We record this podcast, Marky is also watching the Texans and the Steelers
playing football. I can't believe you knew that that's what Pittsburgh
I know a little bit. I have to know enough to have a point when I'm being funny.
Listen, I thought about it. I was like, I could have the game on, but I'll mute it. And my chair doesn't face the TV anyway, so I won't be constantly distracted. But it'll be there, like, if I need to, like, check on the score or something. It's the Texans. Also, I can see the reflection of the TV in your glasses.
Oh, my God.
Which kind of lets me know if there was, like, a major play or something.
Oh, my God.
Keep looking back. It's a close game.
You guys, Marky is watching football while recording a podcast, and she's super adorable. She's fully clothed, meaning she's got her Texans shirt on. Shorts and shoes. You have your shoes on.
Yeah, listen.
Like you're ready to go.
Well,
you're
ready to go? I woke up this morning and was productive, and 10 o'clock came by and I didn't hear from you. And then 10:30 came around and I was putting on my shoes.
Oh, shit.
When you texted me, because I was like, well, it's not like we live far from anything. So I was like, I'll run and get a coffee. And if she hasn't texted me then, I'll stop by the studio and run the numbers. And if she hasn't texted me by then.
Because we all know I'll sleep forever.
You know, so I didn't know. And we didn't clarify. And I saw on your story that you were out gambling until forever o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was like, she'll let me know when she's ready. And then I was getting my last shoe on and you're like, I'm up. And I was like, all right, I'll make a pot of coffee.
Look at you.
So I stood here, just like my kid does, stood here all entranced by the pregame show.
Oh, God.
When you walked into the door.
I don't understand
it. With my cup of coffee. I was waiting on you to get here.
Oh, man.
And currently Houston is up 21-17.
Oh,
it's
my
the third
God.
Quarter. They're third and three.
Yep. So there's that.
But, yeah.
There's that.
So.
Well,
I've done really well.
You have. You've done well. You've only broken your neck like 10 times.
It has not been
see
that
the score.
Many times.
It's definitely been 10. We're in the third quarter. You've easily turned your head 10 times.
I got to say, it makes me happy when you turn your head in just the right way that the reflections, I can see the reflection in your glasses.
I can't.
So I can see your beautiful face and I get to see like kind of barely what's really kind of happening.
So this whole time we've been recording and we've been having this podcastial conversation. Yes, I just made that up. You've actually been watching the game
word.
In my eyes.
Yeah, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sight.
You know my ex-husband. Was very similar to that. He never listened to anything I said. He would just look past me at the game.
Well, this is why we could never be married.
This is good. Well, damn it.
You know, along with all the other reasons. I love football too much.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, I think it's time that we wrap this up.
I did. Oh, man. We've talked. Man, we're good at this.
Yeah, we just do this.
I did have a guy. I was talking to a guy and we've never really been interested in like dating each other. We've always been pretty friendly. And he's not in town or anything, but he was talking about a potential of like coming to town and he was asking about the tattoos and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, we can make something work. You know, if you're going to come on a Friday evening, stay Saturday, I can tattoo you on Saturday and then like you can leave on Sunday. And he's like, yeah, maybe we could like catch lunch before leaving. And I was like, yeah, one problem though, I don't really make exceptions for the football games.
Oh,
like I really kind of try to catch every game that I can. So you know, like we could have lunch in my apartment, the game on, or go to like I'm fine with like going to B-dubs or something.
Oh my
like, I'm
gosh.
About that life. It's just that now that I can watch football whenever I want to watch football, I make it. I do it. I do that. David the other day was asking me like, what are you doing tomorrow? And I was like, well, my Sundays are pretty great. Like last Sunday or maybe the Sunday before, I woke up at like 7 and I was taking care of some chores. Oh, this was the Sunday after my grandmother died. And so I was taking care of some chores and I was like, you know, there's so-and-so's playing at noon and then there's a 3:30 game. And then, you know, you got the, of course you got Sunday night. It was 7:20.
Oh my God.
And, but I have an apartment. It's decently sized. It's a good apartment.
Yeah, it's very big.
I have a very large TV in my living room. Oh. And I also have my TV in my bedroom. And the chores I was doing, like I was doing my dishes, but I was also doing my laundry and taking them to my bedroom. So I had the game on my living room TV and on the bedroom TV so that I wouldn't miss a play no matter which room I was in.
Oh, my God.
I could like hear what was happening no matter where I was at in my apartment. I'm living the life.
I mean, yeah.
You know, I'm sad and lonely in a sack of shit, but also, like,
you know,
I'm
you're
living
a football watching sack of shit. You are the
with
footballinest
the NFL in the
watchinest sack of shit I've ever met. I walked in and the TV was on and I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, what was it, 11?
It, yeah.
11-ish. Yeah. And I was like, why is football already on? What did I just walk into? Well, the Texans are going to play. And then who plays at 3?
At noon. And the Cowboys. The Cowboys are going to play the Seahawks at
3. 3:20. And then who plays tonight?
Tonight's game is, I don't know. How are you going to make me look like a fool? Like
well, I don't think you look like a fool at all, actually. I think the fact that you know that there's football 3 times today.
Which threw you off.
It totally
has it always been that way?
I mean.
Oh, Green Bay and New Orleans.
Oh, that'll be a good game.
It will be
I'd be interested in that, not watching it, but hearing about the end result, like AKA the score. Okay, let's not get that twisted.
Yeah.
There has not football hasn't been all day on Sundays forever.
Yes,
there hasn't.
Yes, you have Monday night football. You have Thursday night football.
So, but and I remembered Monday night, Thursday night, and then at a certain time on Sunday,
all day Sunday. You get football all day long on Sunday. It's fantastic.
Oh,
Sundays
it sounds
are amazing.
So good.
Noon, 3, 7.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm happy
for
you.
And if you're lucky, the Texans will play, and then the Cowboys will play, and then you'll have the night game. Or, you know, like the Cowboys, Texans, night game, or whatever. If you're lucky, they won't be playing at the same time.
Yeah, so that you can watch all of your favorite of that teams. So you're hoping that the Texans win.
Absolutely.
That the Cowboys win.
I always hope the Texans win.
Yes.
I would like the Cowboys to win as long as they're not playing the Texans. And that's mainly for my granny, not necessarily for myself. Like this next game, they're going to play the Seahawks. And I kind of like the Seahawks. I like the Seahawks quarter. I'll stop. Anyway.
Yeah, because I'm like.
Russell Wilson. Cook the rest. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Woo! Ow!
So I kind of want to root for the Seahawks, but also like I love my granny a lot and she is a major Cowboys fan.
Okay, speaking of your granny, we need to clarify.
Oh,
we need to clarify because I have had a ton of messages. Everyone is really upset because they think it's your granny here.
Oh.
That you are so close to, that
oh.
you shop for and spend a lot of time with.
Oh, no. If that was the case,
yeah.
I would be a
hot-ass
mess.
Marky's granny that passed away is her granny, Wanda, who she loves very much and
yes.
was close to. But this is a different granny than the granny that we've mentioned so many times on the podcast.
Yes.
So granny, our granny, Going Dutch's granny.
Going Dutch's granny.
Who lives here is still alive, kicking in her boots
and
jeans.
And sending me her shopping list.
And smoking up the cigs.
Yes, she is.
And is COVID-free
that,
and life is good and
yep.
she's good.
Yes.
So
granny
thank
is good.
You all for your condolences.
That's very sweet.
Yes.
I didn't think about that. My granny Wanda, is married to my pawpaw. They live in the San Antonio area. She has been ill for quite some time. And yes, we were very close. But that that is the one who has passed away. My granny here, our granny, yes, is still alive and kicking and smoking cigarettes and watching the Cowboys play.
Yes.
Yes.
In her jeans and boots.
In her jeans and boots.
So,
yeah,
there's that.
Yeah.
So, we are sad to have lost Granny Wanda.
Yeah.
We love her and miss her. But, yes, no, the granny that you all love.
Yeah.
She is still with us.
Yeah.
And I love that she's so loved.
Yeah.
All kinds of guys and girls have reached out and they're like, no, granny.
Yeah.
You know, so I love that. She is loved.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Speaking of my granny Wanda, my pawpaw got tattooed.
He did?
I tattooed my pawpaw this past week.
That's amazing.
It was really cool. We only cried twice.
Yeah. Yep.
He came in on Wednesday evening. Frankie and I took him out to dinner, which was fantastic. Granny joined us.
Oh, cool.
It is cool. They have such a cool relationship. He stays here. He stays in her spare bedroom.
Okay.
He sleeps there when he comes to town. My granny, so our granny.
Yes.
Was married to my pawpaw. They had my mom.
Yes.
And then they got divorced. And then Granny and Nanny got together. And then my pawpaw and Granny Wanda got together. I have always known Pawpaw and Granny Wanda. And my granny nanny.
Gotcha.
When I was born, that was the situation.
Gotcha.
So I have two sets of grandparents on my mom's side. But anyway, so Pawpaw came in Wednesday evening. We took him to dinner. And then Thursday, I tattooed him. It took several hours. I had to go very slow. 72-year-old skin is very difficult to tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fantastic. He had a very good time. I got started and he was like, well, that's it. I was like, yeah, that's it. It's very easy, very delicate on the skin. And he's like, well, I could do this. I might get another one.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, oh, I'm creating a monster. So that was cool. But he had a good time. We were good. We were strong. We talked about the design. It was beautiful. Her handwriting all over it. It was very, it was very nice. And I got the stencil on and I got started. And then Katie, bless her heart, was being very kind and taking pictures of us. It was the perfect moment, right?
Oh.
And she got this one picture and she was just going to show me because, you know, like, oh, look, this is a good one. And she goes to show me and I lost my shit.
Oh, no.
It was just such a good photo.
Oh,
and
I love
so
it.
I start crying and I was like, damn it, Katie. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And she runs off and gets a tissue. I'm gloved up with a needle in my hand. Like, and so she's blotting my face and Pawpaw. I didn't know. And my papa looks at me and he was like, well, I need a tissue too.
Oh my God.
So, but it was cool. My papa has always been like my rock. When I was a kid, I was always running to him. If I had an injury, papa could fix it.
But yeah.
He's my guy, right? And so anyway, it was very nice. We got a lot of good photos. He loves the tattoo. And now he's joking about getting another one. He has a prosthetic leg.
Okay.
And so on the back of his calf of the leg he still has, he wants a finger pointing to the prosthetic that says 1 foot in the grave.
Okay.
He thinks it's the coolest idea. He is all about it.
Yes. It has to be done.
I'm pretty sure probably before the year is over.
It's genius.
I'll end up tattooing that.
It's pure genius.
On it. He had a good time.
His Wanda tattoo, where did he get that?
Right on his arm. On the outside of his arm.
Oh, I love it.
It's pretty cool. It's a heart with her name across it and in her handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found a card where she wrote, I love you always. And so that's coming up on one curve. And then below it is the joke, the 94 years.
Yeah.
Inside joke. So when he told me he wanted a heart with her name, you automatically think of the American traditional, like, mom or whatever.
Yeah.
That a lot of people have. But the way I designed it, her favorite flower, she loved daisies and she loved sunflowers. And so I designed it to where it was a heart filling the shape of, I mean, a sunflower filling the shape of a heart.
Oh, wow.
And then a skin break where her name was.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was such a fresh and modern take on the traditional heart tattoo on your that goes on your arm, you know. It was just really neat.
Would that be something you would feel okay with sharing on our social media?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think everybody would be really curious to know what that looks like.
Yes, I would. I have a good picture of it too.
Cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's gonna be neat.
He had a good time. He was very
Oh, I love it. This is such happy. This is such cool stuff.
Yeah, it was neat.
I love it so much.
It was good. And then I thought, Katie also got a picture. Frankie was in the studio. We didn't. He came in early, so there were no other clients in the shop. And so my mom was there and Frankie, and there you can see them blurry off in the background playing, and me tattooing Pawpaw.
Cool.
And it's cool. And we can share that too. There's, yeah, you can't see Frankie's face in it or anything, but
let's do that.
It's also a very cool photo. I just kept thinking, like, thank God for photos.
You know?
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't take nearly enough of them, but
it's, man, crazy.
Yeah. It's cool. It was really neat.
Oh, man, that, yeah, is such good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Grandpa got tatted.
Yeah.
Pawpaw hit the tatted. Ink.
Yep.
Or the ink hit Pawpaw.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I love it. I can't cool. wait to see it. That's going to be neat.
Yeah. We'll
I'm glad that. You had that experience.
Yeah, me too.
That's really cool.
It was really neat.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Go Pawpaw. Go Texans.
Yeah.
Go Cowboys.
Yeah.
Go New Orleans Saints, right? Truly. Over the Packers?
I have a hard time rooting. It's, you know, the Saints are the South, so it's kind of, I feel like I have to root for them. Saying that, though, I kind of feel like maybe the Packers are going to win. If I was betting money on it, which I've been doing lately, real quick, we've been talking
You're
about too hustle
gambling?
And gambling. Us
oh,
and the crew,
gosh.
We've been betting on every Thursday night game. It's something that we do.
Because have you won?
Yep. Thursday course, yeah. night is the only night that football's playing that we're all together for.
Okay.
Shops closed on Sunday and Monday. So we have Thursday night football. The whole crew places a bet. We all chip in $20 and say what we think the score is going to be for which team. And the winner goes home at the end of the night with $100 in their pocket, depending on how many people go in. But yeah. I won week two. David won week one, which just pissed everybody off.
Oh, yeah,
because he, like, doesn't give a shit about football
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, he doesn't even
but
care.
Loves to gamble.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he won week one. I won week two. And then Ben, who also cares about football and is a major gambler, like, loves to gamble, won week three.
Wow. So, yeah. Katie, your
Katie
win is
Xander.
Still out there.
Xander
Katie
too.
And Xander.
Xander has come close so many times.
Oh, poor Xander.
It's been a good time, though.
It's
been
that
a lot
carrot,
of fun.
You know, someone's dangling the carrot. Yeah. You're going to get it. Yeah. You're going to get it. Just Ooh. keep doing it. That's what that's what the little devil on my shoulder kept telling me last night.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep hitting that play button.
Yeah. Is that all y'all did was play the slot machines?
Yes. I don't play. I can't play any card games. I don't know how to play poker.
Yeah.
It's all too intimidating. I will sit down and have a fucking stroke. I can't. So I was playing the penny machines, which I found out it says 1 cent, yeah. but the bet is it's 10 bets.
Yeah.
So it's actually 10 cents.
You played the pennies?
Well, no. I was actually at some point playing $1.76 at one time, which is why I lost so fast.
Yeah.
I didn't. And the sounds of the machines are so confusing. They draw you in. They make you happy.
Oh, my God.
And you want to play yes. because you want to hear that ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
And then you want to hear it add up. Ding, 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 ding. But then, like, it looks like 800 on the screen, but it's only $8.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's $8 when you've lost 120? See? But... That's I mean, I had a blast because me and Anito, I mean, we're just two peas in a pod. I mean, we can have fun anywhere we go. We didn't drink or anything. And
yeah,
we had a blast.
Shocking. See, when I think gambling, I'm thinking free drinks.
You know,
Carrie and I went to Vegas and we played the slot machines. We sure did. We
yeah.
also drank a lot.
See, and I can see that would be a good time.
It was a good time.
I would have, had we been drinking, probably would have lost a lot more
yeah.
than 120.
That's why they want you to drink.
I'd have dipped off into my bill money. Don't think I wouldn't have. Oh, the life.
It. You know,
the life.
Yeah, it's
but
good.
But jail and homelessness
not
are
option.
Not an option.
That's right.
So.
Yeah.
We so, choose job.
We choose job.
Which we love, boss.
Yeah.
I love my job. So.
Oh, this is good. We talk a lot.
We talk too much.
I miss you.
I miss you too.
I'm happy to be seeing your face
this
in
nice.
The game in the reflection of your glasses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
My world is
thank you.
Perfect today.
Yes. Yes. I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel it. The sincerity. I really do. It's nice.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us, for hanging in there, for listening, for coming back, for being patient, for all the things. We appreciate you immensely. Thank you for the messages.
Yeah.
Means we're not going anywhere. We're just, you know, taking our time to get there is all.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. We're figuring it out. We've each separately on our own without talking to each other, because do you have time to do that? Have each thought about ways to like get more consistent. And
yes.
To make this work, even though we live vastly different lives now.
Yes.
And our schedules are so completely opposite of each other. We are very yin and yang.
We really are. But we're working on it.
But we're working on it, and we're thinking about it, and it's not something that we're, you know, we don't care about. We do. We care a lot.
Very much so.
I care about you a lot.
I care about you, too. I love you.
I love you. So you can find us on social, Instagram, Facebook. I know that Beck will hold me accountable to post that picture of my pawpaw's tattoo. I will do that. So check out the social media accounts. Please connect with us there. We love that. You can send us an email at markyandbeck@gmail.com. And other than that, we'll catch you next time. Please stay tuned. We are going to come back at you sooner rather than later. Peace, love, and cheese, because it ain't easy being cheesy.
Don't forget to be a good egg.
We love you guys.
Bye.